Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are backstage at Odyssey's Leading Ladies Live with our ACM award-winning leading lady, Lainey Wilson.
Like, I love that intro.
Yeah, that ring never gets old, right?
It ACM never gets
award-winning.
Old.
How are you, my bell-bottom country queen?
Sister, you look great.
Thank you. So do you. I feel like I know you got a lot going on right now, but like the bell-bottom country thing, you need like a full line.
Oh, it's got to happen at some point.
Right? We'll have a little fashion show. Everybody will have their bell bottoms on.
You're dang right. It's happening. Bell bottom country, baby.
That's awesome. I feel like you are just like, you have to be flying high right now. Back to back number one songs, Never Say Never Things, Anna Bayonetta. How are you feeling?
I am on cloud nine. I mean, like, this is everything that I've been working for. This is everything we've been dreaming about. But I'm excited to do it again. Like, it's not that I'm not like appreciative of everything that's happened in the past 6 months or however long it's been, but we're just getting started.
Yeah.
And that is like so exciting to me. I'm like, let's do it again. Exactly. And then again after that.
So. You got to capitalize on the momentum because as you know, like it is a 10-year town. Ooh. And once you get going, you got to keep going.
You are right. You're right. Literally Things a Man Ought to Know went number one. I believe it was like 10 years and maybe a month later.
Oh my God.
So August of this year, I've been there
That's
for 11
so
years.
Crazy.
Yep.
That's so crazy, but also like such a good reminder to anyone else who's like trying to make it in the music industry. You just got to keep grinding a little bit longer.
Right. Oh my gosh. There's definitely been times where I probably should have thrown in the towel,
but
I'm just hard headed and this is country music is my life. So
that's awesome.
This is it.
And speaking of doing it again,
yes. You
have been teasing new music. Say whatever you can, because I'm sure it's not much about Heart Like a Truck.
Oh my gosh. You know, as a human, I have grown a lot in the past 2 years throughout the pandemic and really as a songwriter and as an artist, too. And I definitely think that you'll be able to tell with a song. I mean, it's not about where I've been. It's about where I'm going. And I'm excited about where I'm going.
I have heard it. I love it.
You do love it?
So
I'm so
good.
Glad
I was kind of humming it before you came in here. I was like, I probably shouldn't do that.
I love it. Well, I'm so glad. I really do think it's a step up. And I think so many people are going to be able to relate to it.
Yeah.
Kind of like Things a Man Ought to Know, you know, like across the board, little girls, old men. It's a songwriter's dream to write a song that everybody and their mama can relate to. And I think this one is another one of those.
That's awesome. And then you were also going to hit the road this year with Luke Combs.
Yes.
Are you so excited?
So pumped. I've known Luke since probably 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to come over to my camper trailer and we'd write songs. I was one of his very first co-writes in Nashville.
Really?
And I remind him of it all the time. I'm like, hey, remember when you drank my cold drinks and had my AC?
That was going to be my next question is, have you guys talked about riding together on this tour?
Hopefully we get a chance to. We'll be on a bus during that tour. So I know it'll be a little more, you know, lax. But I'm sure we will at some point in time when we get into the groove of things, because we're going to be in the cities, you know, a couple days, and it will be so fun just to sit down with him again. And cause it's been a long time. We've both been just doing our things, you know, when I was writing with him in 2014, I was really focusing on my writing.
Yeah.
So
that's so incredible. I'm so excited for you. And we are so happy that you're here tonight for Leading Ladies, because we don't ever get to do this. An all-female lineup, like, with this many amazing women.
With incredible women. I'm talking about, like, this lineup is stacked. A lot of them are my friends. It's just, it's going to be a good time.
We were laughing when Priscilla was here, just kind of like how great it is to have an all-female show, because then it's like she didn't have her back. So she's like, I got lipstick from Tennille. Lainey's bringing me shoes.
I got her. I was like, what size you wear? She's like 7. I was like, perfect. So yeah. Next time I don't bring my bag, Priscilla.
Yeah, she's going to have to help you out. And then thinking about leading ladies next year for us,
yes.
who would you recommend that we start to look at for year, like as a rising female talent?
There are so many incredible women coming out of Nashville right now, women who are just writing straight from the heart, women mm-hmm. who are like telling it like it is, and I'm a big fan of that. There's this girl named Ella Langley who
I haven't heard that name
she's
before.
She's a firecracker. Ooh, she's got like something firecracker. To say. I love her. A dear friend of mine, Meg McCree, she's also incredible, just an incredible songwriter and an artist and all of it. So there's so many women in Nashville. I mean, I could give you a big old list, but yeah, it's exciting.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for being here. We're so excited for the show tonight. Lainey Wilson at Leading Ladies Live. Thank you.
Thank you, sister.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.